X94.7 KMCH. We have kicked off the holiday season. Today we kick off our Christmas match game. Today we kick off our certificates for the holidays. And today we kick off talking about cookies and candy. The honorary guest host of this program, because she has a code to the building and knows how to turn the mic on, Pat Helmrich is here. Pat, how are you this morning?
I'm good, and thanks for the code. It really helped getting in this morning.
I'm surprised you were here when I got here. The board was all cleaned and dusted, and the show was not any better, though. That's my fault.
Well, that's
so. And you brought a guest with you. Who do you have sitting to your left? Or right, excuse me, your right.
Tana Getzko.
How are you, Tana?
I am good, thank you.
You're making your KMCH morning show, Justin Roberts, debut. How is it going so far?
Good. Busy morning, but good. This is expected.
Well, and it's a busy weekend for you guys as well. We're, of course, talking about St. Paul's Lutheran Church, your annual holiday get-together. So let's talk a little bit about what's going to be going on this weekend with you guys.
Well, this is our 10th annual Holiday Cookie Walk. We started this small bake sale at a fall soup supper. From there, we grew from a couple tables of cookies to having the entire hall turned into a holiday cookie and candy land. We hold this event early enough for everyone to have their treats for their holiday gatherings, wherever they may be.
Save time, let you guys do the cooking and everything.
Yes, we have a lot of bakers in our church.
So for folks who aren't familiar, where is St. Paul's Lutheran Church?
Go ahead, Pat.
It's in Delaware.
Gotcha.
So if you're coming through Delaware on Highway 38 South, if you look to the east, one block, you'll see a big green staple, and that's us.
Gotcha.
That's where we're at.
And again, for those listening, Delaware, Iowa,
yes.
Not the state.
Oh, yeah. We're in the state.
You're going to Wyoming? No, I'm going to Wyoming, Iowa. Okay. Who are you going to Delaware? Delaware, Iowa is
correct.
Where you guys
that
are.
That is correct.
And you can't miss it, really, when you're driving through town, yeah. Right? So let's talk about, we know where. Give me the when and what time I can be there with my bag ready to go and load up with cookies.
Okay, well, Saturday, November 12th, we're going to have our cookie walk from 9 to 11 a.m. So short time frame, but plenty of good shopping in that time period. We open right at 9, okay. So be there by 9 for the best selection, because we do have a really great selection.
Yeah, and you mentioned, you know, this is a fundraising component, too. So
that's
let's
right.
talk about where that money goes.
Right. Well, it goes to some of it goes to our women's group for different projects that our Lutheran Women's Society does. We've got grants nationwide that we fund with some of this money, and then some of it just goes into our general operating fund.
Gotcha. Now, Tana, you mentioned you guys got a lot of good bakers over there. And there's a thing about Catholics and Lutherans and Methodists and every denomination. We all come with good bakers, so that's got to be one of the reasons why you guys like to do this, too.
We do. We have lots of good bakers. We have turned our fellowship hall into a holiday cookie and candy land. And this year our theme is Nutcrackers and Candyland. You can enjoy the sights, the music, and of course all the delicious treats that go into the holiday season there. We will have four separate areas set up so you can walk around to each one, select your own cookies and candies. Now, the nice part about this, we have no lines that you have to wait in. You pick up your containers for the cookies when you come to the door. We will give you gloves so you can fill your containers with whatever cookies you'd like. You have to be able to close that lid, Justin.
That's I love that rule.
No heaping.
No heaping cookies.
Heaping.
And no eating them before they get into the container.
And I can't
container.
Show up with a five-gallon bucket from Norby's. You guys provide the container.
Yes, we do. With the lid. Yes. And those containers are $10.
Gotcha. What a great fun. And as I'm picturing this, and I know the candy, because I mentioned it in the, well, you're going to tell me about it here, but I mentioned it in the community message board, but similar premise to the candy too, right? Where
right.
you get a container and everything.
Yes. Yeah, we have a separate area for our candy, so you can come over there with a large container like we have for the cookies, or mm-hmm. we do have some smaller ones if you don't want to leave with 10 pounds of candy.
Oh,
but
who
if
doesn't,
you do,
though?
If you do, we're okay with that.
Who doesn't?
So yeah, we get the different size containers depending on what you want. And then you, again, pick out whatever looks like you just can't go home without it, and it's $10 for the container.
Same rule.
Per pound.
Lid has to go on.
Well, not really with the candy.
Okay,
because the candy we're selling by the pound.
Okay, gotcha.
So if
gotcha.
You want to heap it up, mm-hmm. you go for it. But we're going to weigh. We'll weigh the candy.
How big of a sale is this? Because you guys just like taking people over to the co-op and weighing an empty car and then driving through with the candy and subtracting, yeah. Or do you have a scale there on site?
That's we actually a lot have small. A scale there
okay.
on site. Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah. We've got an electronic
gotcha.
Scale, so we're pretty.
we've got Pat and Tana with us this morning talking about fun stuff going on this weekend over at over in Delaware. All right. So you pay for the goodies, whether it's a bucket of cookies or a pound of candy afterwards. Run me through Johnny Olson, Rod Roddy style of all the different selections of candies and cookies you have, like they would do on The Price is Right.
Okay. We've got frosted chocolate waffle cookies, date pinwheels, 7-layer bars, snickerdoodles, spiced molasses cookies, 5-chick cookies, frosted sugar cookies, peanut butter surprise cookies, and I found out today our new passer, I guess, makes a killer oatmeal double chocolate chip cookie, and apparently he's baking some for this event.
Oh,
so we'll find out more Saturday.
There you go. That means Tana, you get the list of candy to go with.
I do. As always, our peanut brittle goes well, and we have chocolate fudge with or without nuts. We have maple walnut fudge. We have some butter caramels. We have salted nut rolls. We'll have almond bark. We will have peanut clusters. The gumdrop nuggets. I do know I'm making some mint Oreos, dipped Oreos, that I'm going to add to the list here. Gumdrop nuggets, like I said. Chocolate-covered cherries. There's going to be some peanut butter bonbons and almost turtles and always a few more surprises.
What is an almost turtle?
Well, you'll have to come and find out.
Great answer. Well played. All right, remind everybody when and where this all goes down this weekend, please.
So Saturday, November 12th at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Delaware from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Gotcha. And there will be no leftovers. Are you guys pretty much clear
that
the place out?
That is our hope, yes.
Gotcha.
And typically we come pretty close to that.
Good. Yeah. And if not, then all the more reason to go to Sunday service and see what's left.
That's
know?
True.
That's true. That is true.
That's true.
Thank you guys for coming in so much. Real quick, Pat, before we say goodbye, recap, how did the weekend go for the Quilters Guild? Since you're here, give me a little recap.
All right. Well, we had a great crowd Saturday and Sunday both. We had, I think, close to 200 people come through Saturday and well over 100 on Sunday. There was a lot of oohing and aahing going on. You know, mm-hmm. We see these quilts at our quilt guild. You get a quick look at them. But when you really have a chance to look at the workmanship, the time, and some of them, we find out the stories behind them. There's some really interesting stories behind some of the quilts. It's just really a fun event. And we had quite a few people who said, you know, I kind of think I'd like to check this guild out and see what you're all about. So we're always open to new membership and would love to have you come.
Good. And not to feel left out, Tana, how was your weekend?
Busy. Busy. Of course, we run a campground, so we're closing that up for the season. And like everybody, we're trying to scurry around before mm-hmm. the snow flies. And we also farm. So, yes, a lot of crops to get out.
Rolling stone gathers no moss. So.
Yes. So we are busy, too.
Good. Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank
I wish you.
You
the best of luck. Saturday, 9 to 11 there in Delaware. You can't miss it. Just follow the scent of fresh baked cookies.
Yes.
And it'll take you right there.
All right.
You're
going to
see their smiling faces on our website at kmch.com.
Mm-hmm.